在这个讲台上第二次的分享，希望能够让大家有所鼓励，能够鼓励到大家。然后我的男朋友张宝刚他做我的翻译，嗯，然后可能大家之中有很大一部分人都知道我在五月底的时候。
Hello everyone.
Just one second.
My name is Michelle, and I'm sharing this mission trip experience with you. And I've shared my own testimony a couple of months ago.And the guy standing beside me is my boyfriend, and he's doing the translation. We mainly just want to give Moses a break, so bear with my broken English.
对，我们是想给 Moses 一个小小的休息时间，因为他已经有很多的翻译工作，不想让他这么累，
yeah,
所以就跑到来翻译。
So I'm here.
然后我是五月底到六月初的十天的时间里面参加了一次波士顿的短宣。我是跟 Bridges International 这个机构一起到波士顿去的。然后呢？
So it was the end of May, and there were a 10-day period that I joined this Boston short mission trip with the Bridge Internationals.
然后在这个过程里面，我经历到了很多神的工作，然后自己的生命也被大大的复兴。
And in this process, I experienced a lot of God's work, and my life has matured.
所以我希望我的经历能够给大家一个。也是一个属灵生命的提醒和复兴，然后让大家看到神的真实。
So I want to bring some revival to all your spiritual lives, based on my experience.
好，首先跟大家介绍一下我为什么要去波士顿短宣。
So first, why I went to Boston?
第一点是我知道在美国的东北部地区有这样对福音的需要。
So first, I know in the northeastern America there is a need for gospel.
就是众所周知，纽约、波士顿、缅因州是美国最 liberal 的几个区域之一。
It is known that Maine, New York, and Boston are some of the most liberal areas in the U.S.
对，那个区域缺少教会，也基督徒的比例也非常的低，所以我知道那里的人需要听到福音，他们得有这个机会。
There are lack of churches, and the Christian population ratio is low, so.People need gospel there.
但是只有这个认知是不够的，阻碍我的事情还有很多。
But this is only knowledge. This is not enough to make me to make this move.
阻碍我的因素的中的最大的一个是，我觉得我自己 unqualified.
One of those barriers is I feel myself unqualified.
因为这次的短宣的目标群体是在 MIT, Boston University 和 Northeastern University 里面的所有的 international students.
So ourTarget people are in MIT and Boston University and Northeastern University.
所以在想到我要给 MIT 的学生传福音的时候，我是非常的畏缩的。
So when I was thinking I will talk about gospel with MIT students, I felt I was scared.
对，我觉得给这些在智力金字塔顶端的人传福音，我一个是讲不清楚，另外一个是我觉得我没有说服力。
So for those who are at the top of the pyramid of intelligence, I don't think I can explain things clearly enough.
那第二个阻拦我去参加这个短宣的因素是我对筹款没有信心。
And the second barrier was I wasn't confident or faithful for fundraising.
因为这次短宣我要总共筹到1200块钱我才能够出发。
So I will need to raise $1,200 to make this trip.
因为我之前从来没有在美国进行过这样的筹款。
So I've never done fundraising in America before.
而且数额还比较大。
And this is quite a big amount.
所以我对这次筹款在开始之前是完全没有信心的，也是非常的忧愁的。
So the first, at the beginning of this, to think about this short mission trip, I was very without any confidence and was had a lot of concerns.
但是对我的这个决心进行改变的一个转折点是一次视频通话。
So one thing that changed me was a video chat.
这次的视频通话是跟在波士顿全职服侍了5年的一位中国同工进行的。
It was a Chinese coworker that has worked in Boston for 5 years.
他也是这次的 mission trip one of the leaders.
She was one of the leaders of this mission trip.
他在知道我有这样的顾虑之后，就主动跟我约了时间，然后想。通过我们这样的交谈来消除我的一些顾虑。
So after she knew my concerns, we set up a meeting, and she wanted to help me to to get rid of these concerns.
他告诉我，在他五年的服侍时间里面，他看到波士顿的学生心是非常敞开的。
And in her 5 years of serving, she witnessed that the students in Boston, they were very open.
尤其是也是特别出乎我意料的是 ，MIT 的学生，在他的这个经历中是非对福音非常的敞开，也非常的真诚的。
Especially and unexpectedly, the students at MIT they are very open and they're willing to listen to the gospel.
他说，不像哈佛不允许传教士或者是crew 的员工在学校园里面公开传讲福音。
Not like Harvard because they would not allow people to get the missionaries to get into the campus to share gospels with students.
MIT 的校方非常支持 crew 的工作。
So MIT is very supportive.
他们不仅把 student union 里面的一间单独分给了 Bridges， 让他们做活动、办活动。
They provide a room in student union for crew to use for activities.
同时还给 crew 的员工提供了非常方便便捷的离 student union 非常近的停车位。
And they also provide the parking spots that are very close to student union.
这在寸土寸金的 Boston 是非常难得的一件事情。
Imagine that in Boston.
然后他说 ，MIT 的很多教授，基督徒的教授也愿意公开的分享自己的信仰。
And a lot of Christian professors at MIT, they are willing to share their faith.
同时他跟我讲到，有一次跟 MIT 的学生交流的时候，对方说，我真的特别感谢你跟我有这样的对话。
And once she had a conversation with an MIT student, and that student said.I'm very grateful that we had this conversation.
因为我从来没有过这样的 spiritual conversation.
Because I've never had this spiritual conversations before.
所以在跟这个同工有这样的交流之后，我决定我要去。
So after this video chat with this coworker, I decided to go.
因为我特别想经历，特别想亲眼看到神的工作，神在这些不信主的学生身上的工作。
Because I want to witness God's work on these unbelieving students.
同时，这也是我的第三个这个原因，是我渴望经历神的工作。
Also, this is the third point or the third reason that I want to experience God's work.
因为我觉得在过去的两年的时间之内
，Because for the past 2 years,
我自己的灵命是处于一个非常低沉的状态。
I felt like my spiritual life was in a low position.
我觉得我丧失了曾经在大学本科的时候那种对福音的热情，那种对失丧灵魂的热情。
I felt I've lost my passion when I was an undergrad.In China for unsaved souls.
所以我特别想再一次的被神眺望，被神使用。
So I really want to be used by God again.
好，那这三点就是我要去波士顿短宣的原因。
So these are the three reasons that I decided to go to the Boston mission trip.
那接下来给大家再详细的介绍一下这次短宣的基本信息。
So some basic information about this mission trip.
今年的主它的全称是。Bridges International Boston Summer Mission 2019.
So full name, that is the full name.
对，然后今年的主题是真理必使你们得自由。
And the theme of this year is truth will set you free.
这个主题也印在了我们的队服的后面。
And it was printed on our T-shirt.
然后具体的时间是5月30号到6月8号，总共10天。
The time was May 30th to June 8th.
然后参与者队员总共是10个人，全都是中国人，4个女生，6个男生。
We had 10 team members, four girls and 6 guys.
另外有同工8人，其中有3个是中国人，5个是美国同工。
And eight coworkers, that 3 of them are Chinese and the rest 5 are American.
然后我们所有的团队成员都住在 Boston University 的学生宿舍。
And the whole team lived in the dormitory.Of Boston University.
那像我之前所说的，面向的学生是 MIT、Boston University 和 Northeastern University 所有的国际学生。
The target people were the international students at MIT, Boston University, and Northeastern University.
然后我们的施工策略呢是循序渐进的吸引和直接传福音相结合。
And our strategy was to gradually attract them, and a combination of direct sharing the gospel.
然后这个我会在后面具体介绍。
I'll explain in details.
哦，对了，我会在我的演讲结束之后给大家一些就提问的时间，所以大家可以有什么问题就直接向我说那个。
They will have Q&A after this short presentation.
好，给大家看一些图片。这个是我们当时住的学生宿舍。
This was the dormitory that we're living in.
这个据说是全美最大的学生宿舍。
It is said that this is the one of the biggest farms in the U.S.
中间那栋.
We're living in the middle building.
叫 Warren Towers,
it's called Warren Tower, and this is the main entrance.
然后这个是学生宿舍的内景,
and
一个宿舍住两个人.
This is the inside of a dorm.
然后这个是我们的队服.
This is our T-shirt.
这是背面的 Truth Will Set You Free.
Truth Will Set You Free, John 8:32.
然后这个是我们每天进行培训、吃饭、敬拜的小教堂，它也是波士顿第二老的教堂，是一个浸信会的教堂。
Now this is a small chapel that we spend our daytime in, and this is the second oldest church in Boston.
然后我们也特别感恩，因为这个教堂它已经支持了 Bridges 短宣7年，都免费为我们提供场地。
And we're grateful that this church has been supporting Bridges 7 years freely.
然后这个有点背光，但是是我们每天早上在教堂一楼敬拜的这个场景。
It's kind of dark, but that's the place that we worship every morning.
然后这个是我们在4楼吃饭的一个照片，
that is our place that we eat, we have dinner every day.
然后给大家介绍一下我们的时间安排。
And our time schedule.
一般是早上7点到8点45早饭。
We have the breakfast.
然后9点到9点45是敬拜赞美加分享祷告的时间。
And worship and sharing.
然后9点45到10点45两个小时是培训的时间。
And 2 hours of training.
然后培训包括我们的传福音技巧的培训。
Including the skills of sharing the gospel.
还有一些关于我们基督徒生命成长的培训。
And about the Christian spiritual life.
比如说我印象很深的有一天的课程是，教我们知道什么是被圣灵充满，以及如何被圣灵充满。
One of the impressive lessons to me was how to know we're filled with the Holy Spirit and how.
然后11点45到下午1点是午饭的时间。
And then follow with lunch.
这个午饭的时间我们一般会在校园里面就解决，午饭我们会在校园的食堂里面解决。
Or just eat at the dining hall.
然后我们可以抓住这个机会去接触食堂里面的学生，跟他们一起吃饭聊天。
We'll engage the students on campus.
然后下午的1点半到3点是传福音和邀请的时间。
Then we'll have the gospel sharing and invitation time.
这里的传福音指的是直接传福音，就是在大街上随便抓着一个陌生人跟他讲福音。
That is the directly sharing the gospel. Basically, just grab a stranger on the street and start to sharing gospel.
然后邀请是如果我们当天晚上有一些 socialized 的活动，或者是有一些福音性质的活动，我们要发这个小传单。
And so if we'll have activities or social stuff, we'll just send invitation sheet.
然后有1个小时的休息时间是3点到4点。
And then a 1 hour break time.
然后4点到5点半是晚上的准备晚上活动的一个准备时间。
And that's the preparation for the evening activities.
然后5点半到10点是这个活动进行的时间。
And then that's the activity itself.
然后令我印象深刻的有这么3个经历，因为经历实在是太多了，说出来可能就要1个小时甚至更多。为了让大家更精简的了解到我具体的几个就是触动我的点，我选择了其中的3个。第一个呢是。
I have so many experiences that were impressive, but we don't have that much time to share every one of them. So I'll list the three most impressive experiences.
然后其中的一个是在身体软弱中仍然被神使用去见证他。
The first one is to witness God in health weakness.
好，接下来的图片呢可能会引起大家身体的不适。
You may be seeing disturbing pictures. It's okay.
对，但是不是那么暴力，但是大家有一点心理准备。
Not that violent, but be prepared.
第五天早上的时候，不知道大家。
So this is fifth morning. Not sure if it's clear enough.
对，第五天早上我一醒来就发现我的脖子。 手臂和大腿上面起了这样成串的红点。
So on the fifth morning when I wake up, I noticed that on my neck and the arms and the thighs, there was this lashes and the bug bite.
对，然后我之前从来没有经历过这样的事情。
I've never experienced this.
所以我就给我的团队带领看了。
So I showed this to our team leader.
然后他说这很有可能是被床虫咬的。
So she said that was probably bed bugs.
如果是被虫虫咬的话，就会很麻烦。
It will be terrible.
因为你所有的随身物品、所有的床上用品，这整个房间都要彻底消毒。
So you will need to be 消毒。
Sanitize.
You need to be sanitized your all your belongings and your rooms and mattresses and the etc.
而且但凡有漏网之鱼，这个东西就会传播，这个病就会传播。
And this can spread.
对，所以在跟 Boston University 的 Housing Department 沟通了之后，他们建议我换房。
So after communication with Housing Department at Boston University, they recommended me to change to another dorm.
同时，他们也承诺会请除虫专家来彻底检查。
And they promised they will have the pest control to do a thorough examination.
对，但是呢，祸不单行的是，我这个事情发生了之后，有另外一个家庭也出事了。
What's worse, another family was having problems.
对，另外一个家庭的，我们一个服侍童工家庭的大女儿，在街边玩耍的时候被 tick， 就是被蜱虫咬到。
So the oldest daughter of the family of one of our coworkers got bitten by a tick when she was playing on the street or beside the street.
大家在美国生活久的人都知道，蜱虫是一个特别可怕的东西。
If you know what that is,
它能传播非常非常多致命的疾病。
It can be vital.
对，所以整个团队又陷入了恐慌。
So the whole team was in was horrified.
因为这个症状不能立即显现出来，我们需要等。
Because it takes time for the symptoms to show, so we need to wait.
然后二货还不担心，还有第三货。
What's even worse, what's er?
就是我的室友，我当时在 Boston University apartment， 就是这个 apartment 的室友。
My roommate by then, during the trip.
他的家里也发现了床虫。
Her rental place.
他租住的宿舍。
Yeah, her rental places were they found, but.Dead bugs.
对，所以在经历了这三件事情之后，我们就觉得这绝对是属灵攻击。
So these three events made us think that it's spiritual attacks.
对，我们就
spiritual wars.
我们就是同工一起在我们的楼层的休息室里面同心祷告。
So we got all the coworkers got together and we prayed together.
对，我们求神为我们征战。
We asked God to fight this war for us.
然后。神真的就为我们征战。
And God did fight the war for us.
我很快收到了 Housing Department 的消息，说这不是床虫。
So we
咬我的不是床虫。
We received messages from Housing Department that they said it's not bed bugs.
对，除虫专家已经确定没有虫子。
The pest control,
对，所以，但是我还是要去进行一个洗头、洗澡、换宿舍的过程，因为以防万一。
So I still needed a thorough cleaning, shower, and.Wash my clothing.
对，虽然就是这个悬着的心放下来了，但是时间也浪费了不少。这一趟下来。
Although this issue was addressed, but it wasted a lot of time.
对，等到我这一系列的消毒程序都结束了之后。
After all this process was done.
下午也结束了。
The whole afternoon was done.
我整个下午的传福音和发传单的这个活动都没有参与。
Our plan was like wasted.
对，然后。就只能在晚上的活动里面，我求神能够给我一个机会。
So I pray that God gave me a chance and opportunity to share the gospel during the evening activity.
然后当天晚上我真的就有了这样的一个机会。
And on that night I had that opportunity.
嗯，我遇到了一个跟我的英文名一模一样的女生。
I encountered
她也叫 Michelle.
A girl whose English name is also Michelle.
给大家看一下她长什么样。
Mine. Have my picture.
在我的。左边就是另外一个 Michelle.
Yeah, we know who you are. That's just the other girl.
Yeah, the other girl. 然后，我们那天晚上一见面。
So after we met that evening.
他就立即问我了一个问题。
She asked me a question immediately.
你怎么信主的？
How did you become a Christian?
因为我们头一天晚上有这个见证分享的培训。
Because one night before we had the training for sharing gospel.
所以我就
sharing testimonies.
我就非常自然和流畅地分享了我的信仰。
So I felt relaxed and shared my testimony.
我就分享了我在高考之后怎么听到从我的邻居那儿听到福音，中考之后从我的邻居那儿听到福音。
So I shared how I heard, I started to listen to gospel after I graduated from middle school.
怎么通过看游子吟认识到上帝是那样一位超越的神。
And how do I need to know that God is the 超越的神 ？Why? By reading the book 游子吟。
然后我告诉他我怎么在就是怕死怕鬼的这种心态里面，通过呼喊耶稣的名来就是经历了他的能力。
And I told her how I experienced God's power by calling his name when I was horrified by death or ghosts or devils.
然后这个 Michelle 他就在我整个分享的过程中不住的摇头，不住的不是摇头，点头，不好意思，
so、
不住的点头。
This Michelle kept nodding her head during my sharing.
然后说你跟我太像了。
And said you are so like me.
当时我就觉得哇，太神奇了。
So I was thinking this is amazing.
因为我其实，在分享的过程中，我一直在默默的祷告说，神，你给我当说的话。
Because during the sharing, I was also praying in my heart that God give me the word to say.
我跟神说，我虽然软弱，但是你让你的话从我的心嘴里流淌出来。
I pray to God that I'm weak, but give me your words.
所以当我看到他的回馈的时候，我知道这不是我的工作，是神的工作。
So when I saw her feedback, I knew it wasn't my work, it was God's work.
然后在我的见证分享之后
，So after that,
然后 Michelle 又问了我很多问题。
She asked me a lot more questions.
她问了一个问题，我现在印象也很深。
She asked me a question that is impressive to me.
她说，那如果基督教是叫人向善，让人变好，那它跟其他的心理疗法有什么区别
？So if Christianity is to make people become good, then what's the difference with the other religions or beliefs?
我跟他说，耶稣来不是为了让你成为一个好人。
I told her that Jesus came not to just make you a good person,
而是让你认识到你自己是个罪人。
But to let you know you are a sinner.
你需要他。
You need him.
没有他，你不能来到神的面前。
Without him, you cannot come before God.
然后他在听完我的这个回答之后，他说
，So after hearing my answer,
他说我参加了两年 Bridges 的活动。
She said, I've been with Bridges for 2 years.
但是今天晚上，你是第一个解答了我所有问题的人。
But tonight, you are the first person to answer my question.
对，当时我就觉得哇，圣灵太有能力了。
So I was thinking, God, you are wow.
yeah, 就是那种感觉，因为我真的知道这不是我在做工，
so,
不是我在说。
Because I really knew it wasn't me that was working, it was God.
对。所以我也挑战 Michelle， 我说你愿意接受耶稣成为你的救主吗
？So I challenged her, would you like to receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord?
她说现在我还没有准备好，但是我觉得我离他很近了。
So she said I'm not ready yet, but I feel I'm close to him now.
对，所以如果大家有感动的话，也可以为这位 Michelle 祷告。
So please also pray for this Michelle.
对，希望神继续在她心里做工。
May God keep working on her.
然后那个被蜱虫咬到的小女孩。
So the little girl that was stung by ticks.
我在短宣结束一周之后联系了她的父母。
So after, one week after this mission trip, I contacted her family.
他们说 all is well.
They said all is well.
他们说带她去看了医生，医生说因为没有症状，所以完全不用担心。
The doctor said they took her to the doctor, and the doctor said there's no symptoms, so no need to worry.
连检查都不需要。
No examination is needed.
所以我觉得真的非常感谢神，虽然有撒旦的攻击，但是神为我们征战。
So I was really grateful of God that although Satan attacks us, but God protects us.
然后我的舍友，那个家里被蝗虫入侵的舍友。
And my roommate that has bed bugs at her rental places.
最后的这个事情也得到了圆满的解决。
And it was solved completely.
对。然后跟大家讲第二个经历是。
And the second experience.
我给一个我。不只是我，我和我搭档跟一个穆斯林的高中生传福音。
Me and my partner was sharing gospel with a Muslim high school student.
然后发生的时间是第七天的下午。
It was the seventh day afternoon.
地点是在MIT 的 Student Union 旁边。
At Student Union next to Student Union at MIT.
对，因为那天下午是专门分出来给我们直接传福音的一个时间，所以我们就四处游荡寻找可吞吃的人。
That afternoon was separated for us to directly share the gospel, so we just wandered in the campus and looking for people, the targeted people.
然后就在学院院旁边的小座一个露天的小座椅上，找到了这个名叫 Sam 的穆斯林高中男生。
So we found this high school student Sam.
对，然后我们当时听到他说自己是穆斯林的时候，其实我的心里咯噔了一下，我觉得他一定会直接拒绝我们。
We heard that he's a Muslim. We were thinking, he will just refuse us.
但没想到，当他得知我们是基督徒的时候，他非常的想跟我们探讨信仰。
Unexpectedly, after he knew we are Christians, he was very open and willing to talk to us.
他跟我们说，虽然他从小就是穆斯林，从小就接受这个宗教的教育，但他对这个信仰也有很多动摇的地方。
Although he was born and educated in a Muslim family as a Muslim, but he has a lot of questions to this religion.
他觉得这个宗教信仰和他在教会、在学校和生活中接受到的知识有很大的张力。
He thinks there is a great tension between his Muslim religion and the education that he received at school.
同时，因为他年纪不大，但是经历了很多的分离和死亡。
And although he's young, but has experienced a lot of separations and death.
他的姨妈和父亲在他十岁之前就去世了。
Her auntie and his auntie and his father passed away when he was 10.
然后母亲在近几年也查出了癌症。
And the mother was diagnosed with cancer recently.
所以他就在怀疑安拉到底在是不是在看顾这个世界，他是不是一个撒手不管的神。
So his questioning is this Allah protecting this world.
所以他也问我们，我们怎么能够知道真理？
So he asked us, how do we know truth?
我们就跟他讲了，我们通过圣经来认识神。
So we told him through the Bible we know God.
我们也通过我们自己的经历来认识神。
And through our own experiences we know God.
同时我们也告诉他福音，我们跟他说，上帝不是那样一位撒手不管的保守掌柜。
And we told him that God is not a God that doesn't care anything.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
爱到底。
To the end of the world.
甚至把他的独生子赐给我们，为我们死。
Even gave us his only begotten son and died for us.
他在听到这些之后沉默了。
After he heard this, he became silent.
他想了很长的一段时间。
He thought for a long time.
然后又问我们了很多其他的问题，
and,
比如说什么是公义。
And asked us a lot more questions like what is justice.
然后这个讨论就在一个开放性的结尾中结束了。
So we ended this conversation openly.
我们把Crew 的 Four Spiritual Laws 的这个小册子留给他了。
We left him the Four Spiritual Laws from Crew.
他是一个非常喜欢思考、善于思考，也读了很多很多书的人。
He's a man of thinking and reading.
对，所以我觉得很感恩神能够开启他的心，让他愿意跟我们聊天。
So I'm grateful that God opens his heart, that he's willing to talk to us.
嗯，这是第二个经历。
This is the second experience.
然后第三个经历是我们短宣队员们内部的信主分享见证之旅。
The third one was
信主见证分享之旅。
It's our inside members testimony sharing.
这个是发生在第四天的晚上。
It was on the fourth night.
然后这个是当时的一个照片，就我们角的照片。
This is a family group photo.
嗯，那天我们十个，那、我们十，我们十个人围坐成一圈。
So there were 10 of us. We sit.
然后美国同工坐在不远处的人给他们翻译。
And the American coworkers were sitting not far from us, and they were translators.
然后我们就用中文分享。
So we're sharing in Chinese.
因为在去的这次短宣之前，我就向神求说，我希望看到你在不同人身上的经历。我希望能看到你怎么带不同的人信主。
And before this trip, I was praying that God let me see.How you work on different people and you bring different people to you differently in different ways.
所以这天晚上的经历就是我一个小小心愿的实现。
So this fulfilled my wishes.
我在这次的分享，这个见证分享页里面看到了神怎么让那些家庭破碎的孩子、深受心灵创伤的孩子回转向他。
So during this, I witnessed how those who had a broken family or experienced brokenness can turn back to God.
因为我们团队里面有一个女生，她的手是残疾的，从手腕往前都是没有的。
We have a girl that she's disabled. She doesn't have her left hand.
对，这个残疾是后天造成的，是因为小时候烧火，所以把手给烧没了。
She wasn't born like that. It was because of a fire.
然后她就因为这个心里有非常多的苦读。
So she has a lot of bitterness in her heart.
甚至在大学毕业之后，因为被男友抛弃，想到自杀。
Even becauseher boyfriend broke up with her, she wanted to commit suicide.
在信主之前，她觉得自己是一个无用的人。
Before she became a Christian, she thought herself useless.
但是来到美国开始读研读博的时候，她接触到了基督信仰。
But after she got to the U.S. and started to know Christianity,
她发现她的价值不在乎她的外表，也不在乎她的这个恋爱关系。
So she started to know that her value is not dependent on herappearances or her relationships.
而是完完全全地建立在耶稣基督里面。
It's completely established in Jesus Christ.
对，他跟我们说，他之前是一个非常，说话很尖锐，经常喜欢讽刺人的人。
She used to be a mean person.
但是我们在这个短宣里面看到他是一个如此喜乐，然后，
easygoing.
They're very, very easygoing.
Yeah, so during this trip, we noticed that she is a very easygoing person.
然后非常乐于助人的人。
Very helpful.
对，然后他在跟家人传福音的这个事情上也非常的火热。
And she has passion to share gospels with family members.
她非常大胆的跟她的父母和兄弟姐妹、表哥表妹都传福音。
She's bold to share gospels with her parents and cousins.
我非常被她的这个转变所激励。
I was greatly encouraged by her turning.
嗯，还有另外一个男生，他也是从小经历了父母的离婚，然后经历了这个单亲妈妈带他这个过程中的一些创伤，以至于从六楼跳下来。
And there was a guy that he experienced his parents' divorce and did you say?
忘了。
She jumped from the sixth floor, tried to kill himself.
他说他当时断了六根肋骨。
He had six broken ribs.
说如果再多断一根就要死了。
So she would die if one more rib is broken.
但是他现在的他被神拯救。
But
he, 他的脸上有喜乐。
But he's saved by God and he has joy on his face.
虽然他也是一个非常细腻的男生，
and
不怎么喜欢在公开场合说话。
He is a thorough and ingoing guy. Doesn't like to talk much in public.
但是可以看到他在用神在用他能接受的方式来带领他。
But you can see that God is leading him with the way that he can accept.
还有另外一个女生，她是饱受这个外表的捆绑。
And another girl that she has this bondage by her appearance and looking.
在信主之前，因为家人和朋友的种种挑剔，对她外貌的挑剔，她不断地去做整容。
So because before she became a Christian, because of the picky family members and parents, she keeps doing plastic surgeries.
她永远都觉得不够，她永远都觉得自己不漂亮。
She thinks she's never enough, never too beautiful.
这样的整容在她身上留下了严重的后遗症。
后遗症 and there. Okay, you heard the congregations.
对，以至于她在很长一段时间，这个术后很长，她做了小腿的抽脂手术，然后术后可能有两三年都没有办法跳，没有办法走路。
And after a surgery on her legs, she couldn't even jump or walk in the following 2 to 3 years.
她说她信主是因为有一次在一个咖啡厅，一位外国宣教师接触到了她。
She said she became a Christian because a foreign missionary contacted her when she was in a coffee shop.
在他们的交谈中，她也向对方坦诚自己在外貌上面的软弱。
During the conversation, she said she expressed her weakness for his appearances.
然后这个宣教师就跟她分享了耶稣。
And the missionary
shared 和一些有罪妇女的互动。
Shared the conversations between Jesus and some sinful women in the Bible.
然后她就发现神对女人的心意和她自己所想象的女人，这一生所需要完成的目标是完全不一样的。
So she realized God's heart on women are so different from what she used to thought.
她发现原来艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯有敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
It's a Bible verse from the Proverbs that.
没事，大家都知道。
You said there was no Bible verses.
啊，我说了吗？哦，没事，大家都懂。
I remember John 8:32. So don't care too much about your appearance and think too much about if you're good looking or not. That's not where your value is from, for ladies.
对，所以 ，thanks for the translation. 然后他说，他在信主之后，他真的慢慢就脱去了这样被外貌的捆绑。
So after she became a Christian, she started to get rid of this bondage.
然后在短宣的这个整个十天里面，她没有化任何的妆，她是素颜的。
And during this 10 days of
ministry, 我都没有这么大的信心。
She didn't wear any makeups. I wasn't even that confident. You should be.
所以我真的看到了神在她身上真真实实的工作。
So I really witnessed God's work on her.
对，这是我第三个印象深刻的经历。
This is the third impressive.
我之前跟大家说我只有三个印象深刻的经历要分享，是吗
？I said.
不好意思，
I had
我其实有第四个。
Right? Actually, I have four. Surprise!
我有第四个。
I have a fourth one.
对，这个就是之前说要细讲的，怎么去传福音，传福音的策略是什么
？That's where our presentation really starts.
对，我们的策略像之前说的是循序渐进的吸引和直接传福音相结合。
We have a gradually attract strategy or direct sharing.
但怎么循序渐进的吸引呢
？But how?
我们是先邀请学生参加我们举办的一些娱乐性的活动。
We invite them to some activities that we hold.
比如说在短宣第二天晚上，我们在 MIT 的区立医院就有一个 social party.
We had a social party on the second night.
就大家会一起来一起吃一些好吃的，
so、
比如披萨呀、啊，然后有 salad 一些简单的食物。
Some good simple food.
然后之后有一些 networking 的活动。
And we have some network activities.
对，但是这其中不只是娱乐，我们会穿插一些引人深思的游戏环节和元素。
But not just for fun,
we
have some things that can make them think.
让他们反思自己的价值观和世界观。
Let them think their value, their view of the world.
让他们知道我们不是一群狐朋狗友和酒肉朋友，我们是有深度的人。
Let them know that we are not just like that, eating and drinking. We have thoughts.
对，然后呢？隔几天我们会再办一次福音性更强的活动或者讲座。
So several days after we'll do some activities that have more focused on gospel.
比如说我跟 Michelle 认识的那天晚上，就是我们办的一个 wellness emotional wellness 的讲座。
Like the night Michelle get to know Michelle, it was the emotional awareness workshop.
对，我们讲的是如何管理你的情绪，如何和你的情绪做朋友。
We talked about how to control your emotion and how to be friend with your emotion.
这里面也会穿插一些我们基督徒怎么去管理情绪。
And also how Christians control our emotions.
对，然后再然后呢，我们会邀请之前所有留下联系方式的学生参与波士顿的这个标志景点的游览。
And we'll invite them to a tour that whoever left their contact information to us.
对，这样的活动可以跟他们加深关系，有一对一的交流。
So we can develop our relationships with them.
然后我们也可以更多的讨论信仰。
So we can talk more about our faith.
对，所以这样的施工策略不仅能让学生们更全面的了解 Bridges International 这个团体。
So by doing this, not only they can know more about Bridges International.
也能让他们跟我们建立更长期、更自然的关系。
Also, they can establish long-term and deeper relationships with us.
嗯，这是策略方面。循序渐进的吸引方面、
mm-hmm.
然后给大家看一下我们当时活动的一些 flyers
these are some flyers that were you, we had
这个是 a social party 的 flyers、mm-hmm. 这是 emotional wellness 的 flyers
some flyers and the questionnaires
对这个 questionnaire 呢是我们在校园里面接触学生的一个手段
so this is a tool or a way that we
对，我们会通过这个做问卷的方式来了解他们的一些，比如说个人生活呀，然后他们对信仰的态度。
By doing this questionnaire, we get to know their personal lives and their attitudes to faith.
我个人觉得这个是很值得我们借鉴的一个方法。
I personally think this is something that we can learn from.
然后这个是第二天的那个 social party 的一个现场照。
That's the photo of the social party on the second night.
然后我在这天晚上做了 MC。
So I was the MC on that night.
非常紧张，也做得不太好。
Very nervous and didn't do a good job.
但是都在神手里吧。
But all in God's hand.
然后这个是做了一个比较有福音性的活动，叫一个游戏叫 Mask.
This was a game called Mask.
然后这个是我们在 Freedom Trail, 就是游览景点那天的照片。
This was the Freedom Trail that we took a good picture.
然后这个也是 Freedom Trail 那天同一天的照片。
Same day.
好，第四个就是啊，还是刚刚延续刚刚的第四点。
Continue with
方法，具体的方法是什么
？Skills.
那我们会用一些新的工具，它能帮助基督徒快速了解对方的信仰背景和三观。
We use some tools for Christians to know people's view of the world.
从而能够自然地打开福音的话题。
So we can convert We can start the conversation to gospel.
Naturally.
Thank you.
然后我们有一些方法我列举在这里。第一个我觉得特别有用的叫 co-journers.
The first one is called co-journers made by crew.
对，他会告诉你怎么能够从跟一个人的 general conversations.
To how to develop the conversation from a general conversation.
切入到这个 spiritual conversation.
To spiritual conversation.
然后再切入到 gospel content,
and deeper to gospel content,
然后再变成 gospel invitation,
to gospel invitation.
对，所以这个就是一个很自然、很流畅的转变。
Very natural and smooth.
同时，它也教你怎么去陪伴一个人成长。
And it also teaches you how to grow with someone.
对，所以我觉得以后我们学生团体也可以使用。
Okay, several Fangzhou can use this.
对，然后另外一个是。 叫这个 perspective 的小卡片。
Another one is called perspective.
它是用这个卡片的形式把人的三观用不同的类别来怎么梳理出来。
So it basically categorizes your view of the world.
比如说里面有你的神观是怎么样的。
Like your view of God.
你是信这个世界只有一位神呢？
Do you believe there's only one God?
有多位神呢？
You multi God?
没有神呢？
No God?
还是泛神呢？
Or 泛神。Okay.
对，然后或者是你怎么你觉得认识真理是用什么途径？你是自己来认识真理呢，还是有人向你启示真理？
How do you think you can know the truth? Is you find it by yourself or someone enlightening you?
然后我们一般会让对方这个学生先选出他们自己的这个价值观。
We make them to select their own views.
然后跟他们讨论完了之后
，and discuss with them.
再跟他们解释我们的价值观是什么。
And explain our views of the world.
就可以很自然的分享福音。
So we can naturally share the gospel.
好，然后第三个是以名画为切入点，延伸到终极问题讨论的一个艺术游戏叫 conversation art cards.
It's called a conversation art card with some.
因为时间的关系，我就加快了。
I'll speed up.
然后这个叫Solarium， 叫心境。
This is called Solarium.
对，这之后大家有问题我们可以再聊，
私下聊。We can talk later.
对，然后我的收获主要就是这几点，一个是真实的经历到神的同在和他的能力。
So I truly experienced God's presence and His power.
信心被提升。
And my faith is boosted.
对，然后接下来的三个，其实我最想说的是，在这次的经历里面，我真的深刻的体会到，在拯救人灵魂的这件事情上
，I deeply felt during this experience.
我们真的什么都做不了。
We can do nothing.
我们除了仰望神和听他的话，什么都做不了。
We can only look up on God and depend on Him.
对，因为神的能力可以在你的软弱上显得非常的完全。
His power can be very strong in your weakness.
但如果你只靠你自己的能力
，But you only depend on your
own
capability, you have weakness only.
是的。
Solely.
对，这是我应该是我的一个收获的总结吧，我觉得是这个。
This is a summary of
什么都做不了。
Of my
gains.
We have nothing we can do in sharing the gospel.
对，然后这次经统计呢，这次短宣中我们有133个与学生的对话。
We had conversations with 133 students.
其中有68个对话发展到了属灵层面。
And we developed to a spiritual level with 68 of them.
这其中有42个对话分享到了福音的内容。
And 42 of them we shared the gospel.
最后总共有4个人接受耶稣基督成为他们救主。
And 4 of them accepted Jesus as their Savior and Lord.
所以短宣可能没有直接体现在数字上面的明显果效。
So the short mission trip is not showing its effect statistically.
但并不代表神没有工作。
It doesn't mean that God is not working.
对，我觉得这段话说得非常好。还是我在网上找了一个以前是守望的一个弟兄 Timothy， 他写的一篇文章里面的一段话。
It's a brother from 守望，有英文名吗？Yes.
对，那个男生叫 Timothy.
Yes.
Church 是守望。
守望教会 a brother called Timothy, he wrote this.
对，他说短宣是我们学习宣教、了解宣教和体验宣教最直接的一种方式。通过短宣，我们可以直接进入到宣教工厂，直接接触和了解未得之名，直接体验跨文化。这种亲身的实际经历是我们在教会在各种课程中都学不到的。
You do it. A short mission trip is the most direct way that we learn. Missions and experience missions. And through short missions, we can directly into the mission field and contact and get to know the unreached people and experience the culture, cross cultures. And this experience is something that we cannot learn from church or any lessons.
对。所以大家不要觉得就是短宣只是青少年的事儿，或者是年轻人的事儿。
Don't think short mission is only for youth. Everyone can participate.
嗯，所以这是我的分享，谢谢大家。
My sharing, thank you.
嗯。大家有什么问题吗？可以问。没有问题啊？有问题。
Do you think we can target UCF and duplicate what all this you had done?
我觉得可以，但是我觉得更高效的方法是跟 Bridges 合作。
I think we can do this in a more effective way.
因为他们有现成的资源。
We collaborate with Bridges International.
对，但是具体我觉得可以 duplicate， 但具体的操作方法我们可以再商量。
I think we can duplicate, but we'll talk about more details.